This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
I don't know about you, but I'm always looking for ways for my son to get involved and give back in our local community. That's why I'm excited to tell you about Student Visionaries of the Year, a campaign by Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, the largest nonprofit organization dedicated to creating a world without blood cancers.
Student Visionaries of the Year is a 7-week philanthropic leadership development program for high school students. Participants form strong teams and fundraise in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This program is transformative. It not only helps students develop valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship, not to mention it looks great on college applications, but most importantly, is also a chance for them to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on blood cancer patients and their families. You can learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or even nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. I am a huge fan of Andy Warhol. Not his art, which I don't actually really like very much, but I am obsessed with his writing. He is the most extraordinarily interesting writer and observer of human nature. I've read his books. I've read his interviews. He always has the most fascinating things to say. And this is something that I often find myself quoting that Andy Warhol said, and it's quoted in a fantastic book I will link to in the show notes called The Philosophy of Andy Warhol, From A to B and Back Again. And what Andy Warhol said was something that I find to be very true for myself as a writer who does a lot of work that's very self-directed. Andy Warhol said, "When I think about what sort of person I would most like to have on a retainer, I think it would be a boss who could tell me what to do, because that makes everything easy when you're working." And I find that so true about work. A lot of times the hardest part of my work is just telling myself what to do. Once I know what to do, things get easier. And you have to know the genius, too, of Andy Warhol specifying that he wants a boss on retainer. He doesn't want a boss all the time, just when he wants one. So I agree with Andy Warhol. Sometimes I just wish I had a boss who could tell me what to do so I wouldn't have to figure it out for myself. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.